This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, welcome to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. It is the second day of June 2020. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Thank you for spending this entire hour with me. The great Chris is pushing all the buttons, making it go. You can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Let's jump right into this. I'm honestly getting nauseous when I flip through the channels. And I do my best not to spend a lot of time on CNN. I don't spend a lot of time on TV in general, but in particular, I just try to soak up the vibe of CNN, see where they are. But I find myself sometimes drawn to this network because I watch and I can't believe what I'm watching. And that is what is happening today. Keep in mind that across this great country of ours, cities are literally on fire. Police officers have been shot. Chaos is reigning across the nation. Left-leaning militant groups, you want to call them Antifa, whatever, have taken over and have completely bogarted a message that was supposed to be about racial harmony and equality and police brutality. And they've taken that message and they've run wild with it, completely leaving that entire idea of social justice in the dust. And you've got, again, cities on fire, neighborhoods burned to the ground, hard-working American citizens, their livelihood just wiped away by these anarchists. And CNN, for the most part today, spent the majority of their airtime talking about the Atlanta officers that were being arrested because, quote-unquote, police brutality. You've got cops being shot. You've got people setting buildings on fire. It has been just an amazing sight to watch the narrative from CNN since last week when this thing all started to hit the fan. In the beginning, if you remember, CNN was very careful to make sure they gave plenty of room to the protesters. By the way, peaceful protests, that means you sit around or you walk or you march and you don't break things and you don't burn things and you don't hit people. When that starts to happen in your peaceful protest, you no longer have a peaceful protest. Your peaceful protest has turned violent, and that's what's happening across the entire country. During the day, in some cases, you do get the sit-down, kumbaya, candlelight sort of vigil. And that's okay, right? That's an agent of change. But at night, when the lights go out, it's gone. And if you think you're at a peaceful protest and somebody's throwing a Molotov cocktail, that is no longer a peaceful protest. You've lost that. So if you think you're still involved in something peaceful, you're not. And CNN in the beginning went out of their way to give these folks as much room as possible until it began to get really ugly. And on Thursday night, when AutoZone was burned to the ground and Target was burned to the ground and the police station was overrun. The narrative of kumbaya, let's give these wonderful folks all the room they want, even though they were breaking windows and setting fires and doing this and doing that. It really wasn't enough for CNN to say, oh, well, wait a second, maybe this is a little too much, until, again, they really started to ramp it up. And then what did they do? Well, then CNN decided they needed to shift the blame and put it right on the back of the president. Where's the leadership, they said? Why are you not coming out and saying anything? Why are you allowing this to happen on the streets of Minneapolis and beyond? And then when everybody woke up the next day and everything was burned down, of course, excuse after excuse after excuse was made for the rioters and the looters, and CNN continued to manipulate the narrative and blame it at Trump. Now, does Trump deserve blame here? Sure. Trump didn't say anything until Saturday. And on Saturday during the space launch, he came out and I thought he gave a great speech. And then yesterday, I thought he gave a dynamite speech, where he basically drew a line in the sand. And I hope that he sticks to his guns when it comes to that speech. I hope if these protests continue to spiral out of control and police officers and civilians continue to get attacked and hurt, he opens up the can of whoop-ass. I'm sorry. It is time. We have been pushed far enough. We can literally bend no further. This is it. No further. We've gone way too far. We've allowed too much carnage, too much damage, given these lawless criminals the opportunity to basically exploit everything, every narrative of this. Don't think for a second this is about race anymore, because it's not. They've turned this into a mission to tear down the government. That's what they want. That is what they are after. Not racial harmony, none of that. Now, certainly there are folks out there who are protesting, who are angry, and rightfully so. There have been a lot of bad things that have happened over the history of this country, and I'm not going to take that away from folks who are angry, but you've completely lost the narrative here. It's gone. Antifa, or the extreme left, or whatever you want to call these white kids who are running around throwing Molotov cocktails and breaking windows and sucker punching folks, those are the bad guys, right? Don't get me wrong. The looters are the bad guys, too. There's a lot of bad guys. But it's these white suburban kids with the masks on, wearing the black, and the crowbars, breaking stuff. They're causing the most havoc, right? And they've chewed up this narrative and spit it out. And you've lost it. And America, actually, which was incredibly sympathetic this time last week, has now watched that sympathy turn to rage. And, you know, you can point to many different reasons. This was botched at all levels. But if you want to focus in on the real culprits, aside from the looters and the rioters, obviously those folks are just hardcore, ugly, blatant criminals. Look at the leaders in these blue states. Look at how much ground they've yielded to these monsters. Look, places like, look, L.A., Minneapolis, Atlanta, New York, Nashville, Seattle, all run by Democrats. Portland, Philly, Chicago, Milwaukee, Salt Lake City, Washington, D.C., all run by Democrats. Detroit, Indianapolis, San Francisco, K.C., Houston, they're all on fire, and they're all run by Democrats. Cleveland, Charlotte, Pittsburgh, Denver, Dallas, Phoenix, Tampa, Baltimore, Oakland, same deal, all run by Democrats. The blue mayors and the blue governors in these cities and states are doing everything they can, right, to make sure that the hooligans are protected and mom and pop, Joe Citizen, are cast to the side. It's remarkable when you think about it, because I'll tell you, most of the folks who are breaking windows, slashing tires, lighting things on fire. They're not going to vote. How stupid do you have to be that you want to bend over backwards and cater to folks who haven't voted in their entire life? If you're worried about that, you shouldn't be worried about that. You should be worried about the store owner who has spent his entire or her entire life on that street corner, 40 years, building a convenience store where they focus in on community. And that's burned to the ground or wrecked, ransacked, destroyed. It's absolutely mind-blowing that this is happening in 2020 in this country. It's incredible to think that the President of the United States, the day before yesterday, was rushed to the bunker below the White House because these SOBs were getting too raucous and too close. At what point in time do we say enough is enough? At what point in time do you put away the beanbags and you put away the rubber bullets and you put away all that and you start to fight fire with fire? How many people have to be injured? How many people have to be killed? I'm going to tell you something. The folks with the black masks on and the black unis on, they're very serious. And they're well-trained. And they know what they're doing. It's time for us to take America back. We've lost it. We've lost America for 7 days. You can't feel safe walking down Broadway. You can't feel safe walking the sidewalks in Philly or Chicago. Or L.A. for that matter, at any time of day. It's out of control, guys. My name is Lee Elsie, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to sit in the big seat the first hour of the program. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. We'll take a quick break. Keep it here. It's the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Magamall. TheMagamall.com. Maga Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The Maga Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. finest known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. Perfect book at the perfect time. You're trapped at home for another couple weeks at least, maybe another 3 weeks, maybe another four. You want to read a book that makes you feel positive, a book that gives you an edge, a rush, a boost. Nancy Wolf is a conservative capitalist professor, emeritus, psychology department at UCLA, spent 30 years studying the human mind, and she believes, and she'll tell you in her book, Conscious Matrix, that we as Americans are wired to win, and the liberals and socialists and globalists will never stop us. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things pre-wired in our minds and souls, we're going to win. We're literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Conscious Matrix, LibertyHillPublishing.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I was about to share a story with you about sex workers in Switzerland, but I'm going to pass. I read it. I said, yeah, that's good. Then I reread it again, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. Let me just say this, okay? Switzerland is, you know, trying to help brothels get back to work and safely reopen, and they're limiting the encounters between the customer and the folks who work at the brothel so that they avoid any face-to-face scenarios. I'll let your imagination take it the rest of the way, all right? Hey, men with longer ring fingers may be less likely to die of coronavirus. That's a theory that's been rolling out. Apparently, it's connected to more testosterone in the womb, I guess. So guys with long ring fingers, I guess, got more testosterone when they were in mama's belly. A woman in the Ukraine stripped off her pants and put her underwear on her face after being refused business because she didn't have a face mask on. Maybe she was working at that brothel I talked about a couple of seconds ago. It looks like above-ground pools are selling like crazy. Folks are not going to be going away, I guess, for the summer. So instead of, you know, throwing $3,000-$4,000 on a vacation to the beach, they'll build a pool. Life in lockdown. Apparently, there's a spike in anxiety and insomnia. Prescriptions for such drugs like Ativan and Klonopin have risen dramatically because of, I guess, folks being sad. Let's see. One thing about life in the time of coronavirus is that everything old is new again. Drive-in theaters are making a huge comeback. In fact, here in Connecticut, there's a couple that actually opened up. But I have to be honest with you, man. I never liked going to to the drive-in. I mean, when we were kids, they had one drive-in. Well, we had two drive-ins, I got to be honest. One was for regular movies, and the other one was for adult films. And, you're outside, mosquitoes get in there, the windows get all fogged up, and I'm not even talking about the adult one. As I predicted, masks are big business. Apparently, face masks are selling in a variety of styles and colors. And as I predicted, too, there was going to be like sort of a big push for athletic teams. I can see that coming. And, you know, you can't go onto the internet without seeing about a million ads for, you know, different sports teams like the Red Sox mask or the Giant mask. So I knew that was going to come sooner rather than later. Some single people have started including their coronavirus antibody test results on their online dating profiles. I got to be honest, luckily I have never had to use the online dating profile. I was married before this actually sort of came into play. But I guess that would be helpful, right? Are you corona-free? That'd be a good plus. Do you have skin hunger? That's a desire to be touched and have human contact. Apparently, there are a lot of people who are suffering from skin hunger. Yes. A woman in Virginia wore a large inflatable hippo suit so she could safely hug her mother at the nursing home. Well, that's nice. That's a nice story. I like that. And finally, before we run out of time here in this sort of off-the-wall segment, according to researchers, men originally developed the ability to grow beards because those beards could soften the impact of a punch to the jaw. Believe it or not, I guess. All right, let me take a quick break. I'll come back. We'll get back to some serious stuff. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The majority of Americans support calling in the military to supplement police forces as they address violent protests over the death of George Floyd. That's according to a new Morning Consult poll. 58% of registered voters say they would favor in bringing in the military. 33% of respondents say they strongly support. Meanwhile, 25% somewhat support it. As protests continue all across the United States, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says violence and vandalism are not the answer.
Ironically, those acts of violence and vandalism, they are overshadowing the death of George Floyd rather than shining a light on the injustice that occurred.
The Minnesota Department of Human Rights is investigating the Minneapolis Police Department and is also filing civil rights charges against the police department in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show's Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Crum, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm Lee L.C. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Of course, we are paying very close attention to the chaos on the streets of every big city across this entire country. Whether you're listening in New York or L.A. or Vegas, St. Louis, Chicago, everywhere in between, I hope you're safe. And I hope you're sound. I want to play some audio from Donald Trump before we get into a few things. Yesterday, I thought the speech he gave was fantastic. So allow me just a couple of minutes to play a couple of these cuts because I thought he was right on the money, right on point. We cannot allow these thugs, these hooligans, to continue to break and destroy and burn and loot. It is just insanity that we've gotten to this place. So here's the president yesterday.
My fellow Americans, my first and highest duty as president is to defend our great country and the American people. I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do. All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain. But we cannot allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe.
And I can't believe how many people across the country, and there is a lot, who are siding with the rioters and the looters. Like today I was watching some peaceful protests, and they were walking and they were marching, and there was a message, and that message is well received. But a peaceful protest becomes a violent protest when one person throws one Molotov cocktail, or one person throws one rock at one cop, or breaks one window. Then it's no longer peaceful. And the overwhelming majority of what we're seeing across this country is violent protests, riots. More from the president.
I will fight to protect you. I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters. But in recent days, our nation has been gripped by professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, rioters, Antifa, and others. A number of state and local governments have failed to take necessary action to safeguard their residents. Innocent people have been savagely beaten, like the young man in Dallas, Texas, who was left dying on the street, or the woman in upstate New York, viciously attacked by dangerous thugs. Small business owners have seen their dreams utterly destroyed. New York's finest have been hit in the face with bricks. Brave nurses who have battled the virus are afraid to leave their homes.
So Trump gives this speech, and again, I keep resorting to the left-leaning media, and they turn this into something that it isn't. They corrupt it, right? Even today, earlier, like CNN said, well, Trump touts domination in D.C. area. What is it that you want? What would you like leadership to do in this setting? If your grandmother is living on that block that's being ransacked by looters and criminals, would you just like the police to stand there with their hands in their pockets? What do you want? Right? If it's your family-owned pizza joint that's on the corner, what would you like? Would you like the powers that be just to let it burn to the ground? This whole thing is out of control because the blue states blew it. Period. They kept yielding ground and kept giving ground and kept giving them an inch and they took a mile. And that's why we're in the situation that we're in right now. And when the president got out there yesterday and talked about putting the hammer down, it wasn't good enough. That way, now you had to change the narrative again and turn it into something that it's not. One more quote from the president.
A police precinct has been overrun here in the nation's capital. The Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial have been vandalized. One of our most historic churches was set ablaze. A federal officer in California, an African-American enforcement hero, was shot and killed. These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror.
So there's the president. That was yesterday, talking about a comeback, if you will, for some of these areas that have been decimated. Rule of law taking hold again. Now, he threatened to deploy the military. Good. Think about this. Even after the speech, right? Even after the speech, curfews were broken around the country. New York was turned upside down. Police officers were shot. There was another shooting today. I want to talk about something that nobody else wants to talk about here just for a couple minutes while I have time. There's a narrative out there that there's this overwhelming brutality that's brought on communities of color by police. Now, certainly in the last couple of months, we've seen a lot of different pieces of video footage that have been really ugly to watch. But just let me give you a few crime statistics by the FBI. And I just, typed in crime statistics and 2016 popped up. Now, you could go look at any year, but I'm just going to refer to 2016 for argument's sake because it's in front of me right now. If you look at the total arrests in 2016, it was 8.4 million total arrests in the country. 5.8 million white folks, 2.6 million black people were arrested in 2016. Now, it's a little less than half, and black folks only make up 13%. So, technically, they're being arrested at a higher rate than 13%, would say. Be, somewhere around twice as much as that. Which, again, that's a sign that's not a good thing. But if you look at the violent crimes, right? Violent crimes. Now, white folks, violent crimes, murder, manslaughter. They're close to being even. 4,100 for white, almost 5,000 for black. Robberies, 41,000 for black, 33 for whites. Folks of color are committing those crimes at a higher rate than white folks, which tells me Again, novice that I am, but looking at this, folks of color are committing more violent crimes in areas that are violent by nature, urban areas. So police are getting called to violent crime issues. And violent crime, again, by definition, you've got somebody who has committed something egregious. And those situations are going to escalate. So even though the number of white people who are actually shot and killed by police is higher than blacks, people point to the idea that, well, the percentage is higher for blacks. And they'd be right about that. But in the grand scheme of things, folks of color are actually committing more violent crimes than whites. And violent criminals would lend you to think that those folks who are cornered in a violent setting are more likely to try to shoot their way out of it and thus get killed. Again, maybe that's a novice way to look at it, but it seems like it makes sense. Big picture. All right. Well, listen, my name is Lee Elsie. You can always reach out and email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We're keeping an eye on these protests / riots that are going on around the entire country. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour to fill you in on anything new that is going on. I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Now, today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here in just a few minutes. One final break. A good friend of mine from the Heritage Foundation, 30-plus years of military expertise, Stephen Bucci, is joining us right now. Stephen, I'm mad. I don't like to see my cities burning. I don't like to see law-abiding citizens living in fear. It's unacceptable to me.
Having some anger over what happened there in Minneapolis with the gentleman who was killed, that's legitimate. I mean, that was pretty egregious. And all the law enforcement people I know said, yeah, that guy really kind of screwed up badly. And, he's been charged, he's being investigated, the other people are being investigated. The system doesn't move instantaneously, and we try not to do spontaneous lynchings of people in our country anymore for anybody. But the response that's come out and some of the people involved in it, I think, is a little over the top. And there's other components to it. Clearly, there's anger over the incident, but there's also a lot of people who I think have been pent up for 2.5 months and now see this as their opportunity to get out and do something. And there's the component, and I know some people will say this is terrible to say, but there's people that are taking advantage of it just from a personal aggrandizement standpoint. You know, the people walking out of the liquor stores with three cases of Seagram 7 in their arms don't really care about justice. They're just taking advantage of the situation, trying to get something in their pocket themselves. There's other people. There's clearly some degree of outside agitation, people that are coming in that, frankly, I was gratified to see that in some cases are being stopped by local people who are there to protest, you know, the police actions in a more legitimate fashion, and they're trying to stop some of these anarchist people that are, you know, right non-government buildings that are just breaking stuff for the sake of breaking things. There's a lot of components to this. In our system, the governors and the mayors take the lead in this sort of thing. Public disturbances of this sort, regardless of their genesis, belong to the mayors and the governors. And, you know, in some cases they're responding well. In other cases they're doing the Seattle thing where you just stand back and say, oh, well, that's their legitimate right. Let them do whatever they want to do. Completely ignoring the legitimate rights of the people who own the property that those folks are destroying, or the people themselves in some cases who've been attacked and assaulted.
We're talking to our friend Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, who has over 30 years of expertise, law enforcement and military matters, and we always appreciate him from the Heritage Foundation. So I've been talking about this all day, and the last week I'm sound asleep, dog gets me up, take him out to go to the bathroom. I just happen to check my phone, and it says on my phone that Minneapolis Precinct 3 has been overridden and taken over by rioters. Come to find out, essentially they abandoned it, backed up and kept backing up, like you just said, backing up, backing up, backing up. Well, I'm sorry, Stephen. I'm to the point now where I'm sick of them backing up.
You know, there's the police in Minneapolis had a lot more options that they could have done besides back up. That's a politically driven decision by their mayor. They're the boss of their city, that those citizens elected to play it, as I said, kind of like Seattle, where you just say, okay, well, these bad guys, you know, we actually like them, so we're not going to do anything to stop them. And you kind of give them permission to do what they're doing. I think that's crazy. They have the capability, they have the training, they have the equipment to do a more robust response to that. You know, when you throw the National Guard, who are under control of the governors, into that, who also have training in riot control, they actually have more training and practice it more often than the federal troops do. When you add them to the mix, you can protect those buildings. I mean, some stuff's going to get broken. They can't protect everything in a big city. But, they could do a heck of a lot more than they did.
Well, Giuliani, say what you want about Giuliani. Some people think he's become a sort of a jester for the president. Some people think he was a great mayor. But Giuliani makes perfect sense when talking about rioters. And he says, first guy that jumps over the fence and throws a Molotov cocktail, he gets arrested. Second guy gets arrested. Third guy gets arrested until they stop. Right? I mean, nobody was doing any of that stuff. People were throwing bricks and rocks at cops, and nobody was getting arrested the first couple of nights. You just can't let that happen.
You have to stop it. You have to do that. You, the first person that breaks the law, you arrest them. You don't need to beat them to a pulp, but you arrest them and you haul them off. And when the second one tries it, you arrest them and haul them off. And after a few times, the people start to get the idea because they don't want to be arrested. But when you allow them to do it and continue it, more and more people are emboldened by it. So why not keep doing it? Why not grab that big screen TV?
Stephen, I cannot thank you enough. I appreciate you coming on. As always, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. You can see more about him by going online at heritage.org. Okay, we're out of time. It goes very, very fast. Wayne Allen Root is in. He's here next. Catch you guys on Thursday. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.